Have you ever noticed how often the scripture readings, especially during Easter, maybe especially today, talk about what's inside of us? In the second reading today, St. Peter says, sanctify Christ as Lord, where? In your hearts. In the first reading, Philip talks about Christ to his neighbors, and in the name of Christ, unclean spirits, unholy spirits come out from them. Those demonic spirits were within them. And then Peter and John come from Jerusalem and lay hands on them, and the Holy Spirit falls on them and begins to dwell within them. Even the responsorial psalm saying, let's rejoice in him. And in the gospel, Jesus says that when we're baptized, the paraclete, the spirit of truth, will be in us. And he says, I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So first of all, wow. A lot going on there. Secondly, do we know what's inside of us? And do we know what to do with what's inside of us? You know, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, I didn't know you had that in you? Right? It's usually meant as a compliment that you achieved something extraordinary. The human spirit is certainly capable of extraordinary things, beautiful things, many things that we don't realize until we're pushed to our limits. And those are beautiful moments and beautiful realizations. We did have that in us. But the scriptures here are talking about something even more extraordinary. Adam and Eve were created in the image and likeness of God Himself. And they had in them the Spirit of God as a normal part of their being and identity. The same Spirit of life and love and communion that binds together the Holy Trinity lived within them and bound them together. And when they rejected God and sinned in the garden, the Holy Spirit withdrew. And their spiritual life and love and communion died. The most terrible kind of death, really. In a sense, from that time on, until Jesus, human beings have struggled to have any real sense of communion between us because they were empty within. Or sometimes they were filled with an evil or an unclean spirit. So in the Acts of the Apostles, shortly after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given to the apostles, then Philip goes to Samaria and proclaims Christ and encounters many people filled with uncleanness, with spiritual filth, with evil habits, and even with demonic spirits. And his preaching of the gospel serves as a purgative for those people. When we truly embrace the gospel, not just pro forma, not just lip service. When we truly embrace the gospel, there's no toleration for sinful habits. There's a new desire and a new resolve to cast our past evil out, to change sinful habits into virtuous ones. That's what it means, I think, to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. It means that we strive to bring every thought and desire under the lordship of Jesus into submission to him. And that's what the Our Father means, right? When we pray, "Thy kingdom come. Come and reign over me. Come and rule over me. Come and bring every part of me under your kingship, under your lordship." If you think that sounds like a drag, then I think you're badly mistaken. I think we're misunderstanding something if we think doesn't sound like fun. Because being truly virtuous doesn't mean being a boring goody two-shoe or whatever that we think that might be. It means being truly free to be yourself as God created you. Free to be fun and funny. Free to be serious. Free to be adventurous. Free to be loving. Just not free to be sinful. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts means to pray Christ's reign over every thought and desire that comes from your heart. People in the time of the gospel loved Christ. They couldn't wait to be around him. They wanted to be in his presence. And then he says to the apostles today, "Not only will I be in your presence, I will be in you." What a gift to make us not boring, but exciting. And the apostles come along in that first reading for the laying on of hands for the purpose of filling them with the Holy Spirit. Sanctifying Christ as Lord in some way means to put your interior house in order, so to speak. I'm going to resolve and start working to overcome these sinful habits. I'm going to get things in the right priority, in the right order. And then to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be empowered to do extraordinary things. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of communion. So he opens a connection for you to Christ and to the Father, and to others who have received the Holy Spirit. You can pray for others across the entire world, from one end of the country to the other, because the Spirit of communion is within us. He's also the Spirit of truth. To be led by the Holy Spirit is to be guided by truth. How readily do we submit our ideas and our plans and our thoughts and our desires to the Spirit of truth? Or are we afraid to ask him what he thinks? Are we possessive with our ideas and plans? Are we afraid? If we're afraid, we're not truly free. If we're afraid of the Lord, it probably means we don't quite trust him. I'm not quite sure he really has our best interests in mind, at least as far as we think we understand our best interests. And that probably means that although the Holy Spirit is in us because of our baptism and confirmation, we're pushing him to the margins of our hearts, boxing him up, holding on to control for ourselves, or at least what we think of as control. Because the scriptures teach us that to let the Lord reign over us, it's to finally be in control of our own wayward and unruly desires. What are the habits that you're not proud of? Let the Holy Spirit in. The scriptures are so strong on the importance of Christ and his Holy Spirit being in us I think we need to live from that awareness a lot more than we normally do. He's the Spirit of truth and of goodness and of beauty and of communion. To live with Him in our heart, at the heart of our being, is to live a life full of truth and goodness and beauty and communion. Who doesn't want that? We have the power within us to live that with others. And that power ennobles us and ennobles others and dignifies us and dignifies others. Close your eyes with me right now and pray with me. Lord, Lord, I desire to trust you with my whole life. And I open my heart wide to the working of your Spirit and to the reigning over of your Son. And while you're there, tell him that you love him too. So here's the homework for the week. Let's give the Holy Spirit free reign within us this week. And pray throughout the week, Thy kingdom come. Come, Lord, and reign over me.